Native Americans and allies around northern Arizona completed a 9-day vigil today on San Francisco Peaks, a mountain sacred to the Navajo and other Southwest tribes. They also filed a complaint about the Arizona Snow Bowl ski resort's use of recycled sewage water to make artificial snow on the mountain. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Rudy Preston, the organizer of the vigil with the Sacred Mountain Defenders.
Rudy Preston, could you tell us how the vigil on the Sacred Mountain went?
Oh, the Sacred Mountain vigil was really a wonderful, amazing experience for everybody involved. Each day brought out different people, and I got to see what it really meant to people in their lives and how it brings the strength and spirituality for the people of northern Arizona and beyond.
And you don't want Snowball to go away altogether. You just want them to stop making fake snow out of wastewater, right?
We'd like to see them not make snow at all, actually. It's one of the few ski areas in the United States up until just a couple of days ago that didn't make snow, which I actually thought was a good, unique thing they could have relied on for business. When it comes to making snow at all, that's the Kachina's job. And we'd like to leave it for them to do, not fake it. We really don't want to see them make it with treated sewage effluent. It is an affront to most of the tribes in this area.
Has anything come of your complaint about environmental regulations violated by Snowball this week?
It looks like most people are on vacation, and I expect that we'll hear back about that next week. One of the main functions of this complaint that we filed is that we found out that according to state law and the city contract, they only have the approval to make snow. And that's the direct reuse of the water. However, in this case, the direct reuse on the mountain ends up being skiing and sledding and rolling around and playing and things like that. And that's actually specifically forbidden under state law and also nowhere mentioned in the contract that Arizona Snowball has. So that's really the major complaint. They do have 60 days to respond, and at that point, if they haven't responded or responded in the way that we see fit, then we'll be filing a civil lawsuit.
A couple of years ago, while this dispute was going on, someone writing in the Flagstaff paper said, well, the Navajo think everything's sacred. Is that an unfair accusation?
I would say that's unfair, and actually what we've really tried to do over the years is bring this beyond a race issue, because this actually affects all people. The underlying problem here for the spiritual problems on the mountain is actually the health problems with the water. This water is dangerous and unhealthy, and that means for the skiers, the employees, the tribes, and anyone else that wants to use the mountain. They've really tried to just create a race issue out of this to keep everyone divided and to hide the health aspect. But it is an unfair thing to say about the Navajo Nation, because they've always said, even though it's not our favorite thing in the world, we're willing to share the mountain with everyone else too. And so they've been more than willing to let that ski area exist for 75 years.
And that was Rudy Preston of Northern Arizona's Sacred Mountain Defenders. For Pacifica, KPFA Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.